We discussed the great tzaddik, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. You recall we discussed how poor he was, and we discussed how he had a carob tree in his yard, and they lived off of that carob tree. And we discussed the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda that Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa did when he found those roosters, and he took care of them for the person who came back a while years later to collect his roosters. We discussed Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa's wife, and how she had really nothing to bake for Shabbos, and God made the miracle for her. She shouldn't be shamed when her nosy neighbor came in and pulled open the oven door. God made a bunch of delicious food appear in her oven. And tonight we're going to learn another story about Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Our sages tell us, Im Rishonim, if the earlier generations of Tanoim, Kemalachim, if they are like angels, Anu, say the rabbis, then we, say the rabbis of the Mishnah, are Kibnei Adam, we are like humans. If the earlier generations were like angels, we are like humans. Ve'im Rishonim, and if we view the earlier generations as Kibnei Adam, as humans, then Anu, then we are Kachamorim, like donkeys, Ve'lo Kachamoro, Shel Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa or Rabbi Pinchas ben Yerim. We're not like the donkey we're going to learn about tonight. What is the donkey we're going to learn about tonight? So our sages tell us that Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa had a donkey. Okay. And this donkey, was the donkey used to get around. That was his Volvo, that was his Mercedes, his donkey. And the day came when a group of robbers were passing near Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa's house, and they decided to steal his donkey. And they take his donkey out to their hideout, and they try to feed it. And they give it some barley and water, and the donkey doesn't eat and doesn't drink. So they thought, maybe this is a donkey that's pampered, so we have to bring him better food. So they brought him thinner barley, they brought him better barley, and he wouldn't eat. And 3 days and three nights, this donkey is standing by the bandits, by these robbers, and he doesn't even take one kernel to eat. Why? Because the kernels that they're feeding him are certainly stolen, and they are certainly kernels that no one took off, Trumas and Maestros. And Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa's donkey doesn't eat from food that isn't kosher. So we see over here that the spirituality of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa was so great that it even affected his donkey. So the robber said, what are we going to do? This donkey is going to die. So what do we need him for? We don't need a dead donkey. So they let the donkey go, and they shoot it away. And the donkey, after 3 days of not eating or drinking, slowly proceeded back to its master's home. It was early in the morning, and the donkey's outside, and he neighs bitterly. And Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa's son hears it and he says, I think that's our donkey that was stolen outside. And Rabbi Hanina says, you're right, go quickly feed it. It's already been 3 days and three nights. He hasn't eaten anything, he must have no strength left. And the son went out quickly, brought home the donkey, and they quickly fed it, and this time it ate and it drank. Now, when we learn this story, so when you tell it to your children, this is where you should end the story. But you're not children, so we have to continue the story. The Gemara tells us that there were once, let's take one Gemara. The Gemara says that there was once a great rabbi who was sitting and learning Friday night. And the rabbis had said, you shouldn't learn by an oil lamp because you might come to tilt it to get the lamp to burn better. And this was something that people did all the time. They learned by the oil lamp, and when they want to get a close look, does it say Echad or Acher? Is that a Dalit or a Reish? The whole difference between a Dalit and a Reish, halachically, is that a Dalit has a point on top and a Reish is curved on top. Today we want to make a difference, so we make the Dalit have like a heel. We extend the Dalit. But technically, halachically, the whole difference that has to exist between a Dalit and a Reish is whether the corner, the top right corner, is sharp or curved. And in ancient times, that's how they used to write their letters. So you look closely, you want to see what does it say. Whenever they try to see things accurately, they tilt the oil lamp and they'd get the fire burning higher. And this was something they did consistently throughout their learning. So the rabbi said, you're not allowed to learn next to an oil lamp on Friday night unless you have someone watching you. Different laws as to when you are. So this rabbi said, I'll learn and I won't come to tilt the oil lamp. And the Gemara says he learns. And as he was learning, he was focused on his learning and he wanted to see something. And before he knew it, he tilted the oil lamp. So he just did a biblical prohibition. This is a Tana, great rabbi of the Mishnah. So he caught himself. He said, uh-oh, I just did a biblical prohibition by mistake, but I did it. So Matzei Shabbos, he took out his notebook and he wrote down, I so-and-so sinned on this Shabbos, and when the temple will be rebuilt, I will bring a fat chatas offering. I owe chatas offering, I've sinned. We see that he sinned. The Gemara, according to one understanding in the Braisa, says that he sinned. He erred and he sinned. The Medrash quotes a story that there were two rabbis, and one had a pile of figs. He wanted to send the other one. So he said, why should I take off Trumas and Maestros? For sure, he'll take it off when he gets it. So he sent him the pile of figs as a gift without taking off Trumas and Maestros. The rabbi who received it said, he'd never send it to me without taking off Trumas and Maestros. So he ate the figs without taking off Trumas and Maestros. Biblical prohibition, death penalty. So the Tosus quotes the story that the rabbis ate something prohibited. So here we have a donkey, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's donkey. He doesn't touch food, he can sense the food. Is it kosher or non-kosher? But the rabbis of the Mishnah, the later generations, they did eat things that were prohibited sometimes. We find that the Gemara says in Yuma that a rabbi once went out to Babylon and he had come from Israel and he knew that the rabbis had made it a leap year. The Jews in Babylon didn't know. So they kept Yom Kippur the wrong day. So he comes out to Babylon and he says, Basim Tavshila. He says, The food you're cooking smells so good on the day that they're keeping Yom Kippur in Israel. Today's Yom Kippur. You guys messed up. So everyone ate on Yom Kippur, and he was the only one who knew it. He was the only one who had the correct knowledge of which day was Rosh Chodesh. So all the Jews in Babylon ate on Yom Kippur. So we find throughout the Gemara stories that indicate to us that this was exceptional. It was the level that the earlier generation of Tanaim, the generation of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, that's the level they were on. But 100 years later already, when we're dealing with the later generations of Tanaim, they were not on that level. The Amoraim for sure were not on that level. And certainly we can't expect that any rabbi today will be on that level. If you have food that's not kosher, or you have food that's questionably kosher, the fact that someone ate from it means nothing. Because even in the times of the Mishnah, you see that the rabbis were not on the level of this donkey. So Tosus quotes the story of the donkey, and Tosus quotes the stories of the rabbis, and he said, what are we going to do? So he quotes that other Gemara that we said, that the rabbis said about themselves, if the earlier generations were like humans, then we are like donkeys, and not even like this donkey. Not even like the donkey that would not eat food that was not 100% kosher. So on the one hand, we see from this story the great level that they were on in the times of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. On the other hand, we have to remember that this was extraordinary. And certainly we can't expect such a level today from anyone.